but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be introducing our in-studio guests in just a few minutes, but we invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 63, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 63, starting at verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Verses 1 through 11, all of Psalm 63. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the many ways that your word blesses us, empowers us, strengthens us, guides us. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to read, to meditate on your word, and to commune with you as we spend time with you in your word and in prayer. Empower us more and more to be a people who live in your word, who live in the homeland of prayer, who dwell there, and who are continually living a life where prayer is a vital part of everything we do, and that we pray based on the wisdom and the counsel of your precious word as well. Help us to be faithful to do that in our own lives, but help us also, Lord, as parents and as grandparents, to be wise enough to pass on that wisdom to our children and to our grandchildren and to others whose lives we have the opportunity to impact in a productive way. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to talk with you in prayer each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, we do have our spring share-a-thon coming up in just a few weeks, and we'd really like to have you to call in and share how Urban Family Talk has impacted your family or your individual life as well. If the Lord has used Urban to motivate you to become a more engaged believer in the work of the kingdom of God, to become a more faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become a more faithful intercessor or student of the word, however God has used it, we'd really like to hear from you. If you'll simply call us at this number and share your listener testimony, 1-877-327-5647. Again, that's 1-877-327-5647. We'd really appreciate hearing from you. Once again, that listener testimony line is 1-877-327-5647. We're privileged once again to have with us in studio today two of the ladies of the ministry, Wailing Women Worldwide, Sister Patrice Stone and Sister Wanda Wright. Good to have you all with us today.
Good to be here.
I appreciate you all being back with us once again. And I'm not sure how many times you all have been with us before, but it's always good to have you. And as we start off, I'm going to ask if you all would reintroduce our listeners to the ministry of Wailing Women Worldwide. And also, you know, that's a little bit of a tongue twister and alliteration all at once there. But introduce them to the ministry, what you do, and the outreach God has called you all to as well.
Brother Joseph, the Wailing Women Worldwide started in 1998, May, in the country of Nigeria. It started, the Lord called the women to pray because of the condition of the church and the way that the nation was going, and he called for the women to pray and intercede from 36 states across Nigeria.
You said 1998 is when it started?
1998.
So it's been in existence almost 20 years then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, it's women from different denominations. It crossed denominational boundaries. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 17, says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for cunning women, that they may take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. This is one of the scriptures that the Lord gave the women, because he called forth women to intercede, and this is a part of our vision.
Okay, Jeremiah 9, verse 17. Okay.
It's a global army of women interceding for the church, for the nation, for Israel.
Okay.
And it's actually, we are in over 100 countries.
100 countries. Okay, yes. Then. And you all have a 24-hour prayer line, correct?
We do.
Okay, tell us how that operates. So you all stay up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? So.
We do. The different prayer groups pray.
Different groups take an hour at
a
time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. We have a conference call line that we use, and it's going 24 hours a day. And when one watch is finished, the other watch take over.
Okay. And so different people take different watches.
Yes, and they're different from different parts of the world.
Okay.
Over the United States and different parts of the world.
And what is that number if someone wanted to call in?
That number is 954-892-6767. And the passcode is 423-755-1640#.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
954-892-6767, and the passcode is 423-755-1640#.
Okay, then. And let me mention to our listeners, if you happen to have missed that, if you want us to pass that on to you, you can simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. So in other words, if someone calls this number and puts in the appropriate access code, they can plug into the prayer meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. Okay. Now, basically, it's like a one-hour prayer service in one-hour segments for 24 hours. Is that correct?
24 hours and 24
okay.
hours a day.
Okay. Okay. That's neat, then. So, but no one person has to do all the...
No.
Because there'd be some sleepy people if they tried to do that. So,
yes.
Okay. Okay, then.
Yes.
Okay, then. And so I'm going to repeat the number one more time. 945-892-6767. And the access code is 423-755-1640#.
Yes.
And people can plug in. Now, of course, let me clarify me if I'm not correct on this, but when people call in, they don't through this system, they don't share prayer requests. They just simply join the prayer meeting. And there's another way whereby they're able to share prayer requests. But this is basically a way, a number they can call to plug in and be a part of this prayer group, correct?
Yes.
And okay.
And literally, we pray in unison.
Oh, okay.
We have our prayer points, and we pray in unison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, then. All righty. Well, tell us a little bit more about, okay, it started in 1998, and you said you have people in over 100 countries altogether. And so different people will lead a given hour with all the other people on the phone. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We have, we would have like praise and worship. We'll read scripture, and we go through our prayer points.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's 24 hours and an hour. And then after that watch is completed, the other watch take over. Then
right.
The next watch.
Okay. Okay, then. Okay, then. And also, we're grateful to have Sister Wanda Wright in the office as well. And I would like to mention, too, Sister Wright, now, how long have you been a part of Wailing Women?
I'm not sure, about a couple of years, I think.
A couple of years? Okay, then. Okay. And how would you say it's impacted your life?
Well, I always think it's good to pray. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Of course, that doesn't mean that we're always on our knees or in church or whatever, but I think it's a lifestyle that we learn to pray. But it's good also to pray with other people. and for the needs of our nation and whatever's on our heart, whatever God lays on our heart to pray for at that time.
Right. Okay, then. And so you also have local chapters of Wailing Women as well, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, then. Tell us about how, like, for example, the local chapter here in the Tupelo, Mississippi community, how many people are part of that? And do you all meet on a regular basis or?
We do. We meet all together on Sundays at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday. And there are times that if we have something else going on, we may not meet. Mm-hmm. But basically, we meet every Sunday at 5 at Faith Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And together, we all come in together and pray.
Okay, then. Okay. Well, you know, I'm just going to interject this here, too. Oh, and I would mention, too, we're grateful to have Sister Billy Rogers with us in the studio as well. So grateful to have you, too, as well, Sister Billy. Let me mention this specifically, too. You know, it just yesterday I dealt with the topic of the kingdom need for prayer warriors. And, you know, something that is really powerful to note is over the last, last few years, God has been raising up many prayer ministries, small groups, larger groups, sometimes a number of 24-hour prayer groups like Wailing Women, that where different groups are literally having people that will pray over a 24-hour period. And I think one of the very important truths to recognize about that is because in the kingdom of God, prayer is much more important than most people grasp. It's critical to everything in the kingdom of God, and that actually all real ministry is undergirded by prayer because, amongst other things, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, prayerlessness is pride. Whereas to learn, the more we're prayerful about what we do, the more we walk in the humility that God has called us to walk in when it comes to ministry. So just really grateful. And I hope that as our listeners are listening, they'll both be encouraged about the work that Wailing Women does, but also hopefully they'll plug in, and some of them I hope will be inspired to decide, I'm going to pray more in my own life. And I hope some of them will decide, I'm going to start a prayer group in my church like what they do or something similar. So we're grateful to have each of you. We're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if each of you would take time to pray specifically for God to do just that, to raise up more prayer warriors, individual believers that will pray more, families that will pray together more, couples that will pray together more, churches and more ministries as well. So we'll do that in just a few minutes. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the ministry of Wailing Women. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege of having them in the studio today. Thank you, Lord, for the many things you've accomplished through the work that they do, the intercession work they do on an ongoing basis. Father, send forth more laborers into the harvest that will come alongside and work both with them, but also raise up more and more ministries that will do the same kind of thing, that will take seriously the great and very important work of prayer, and will, in their individual lives, take prayer more seriously and spend more time in prayer, but also will teach and encourage the members of their family and the members of their church to pray more, and also raise up more and more pastors that faithfully stir and encourage their church fellowships to become a house of prayer where people are, as a group, as a large congregation, are really praying and interceding for the things, the issues of the kingdom of God, the work that God is doing all over the world. And Father, help us more and more to pray that you'd send out more laborers as well, knowing that, again, your work gets done as your people pray. Thank you for the ministry of Wailing Women worldwide. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our in-studio guests are with the ministry of Wailing Women worldwide. We'll be right back.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Recently, I was heading to my regular doctor's office for a checkup. As I approached the lady at the front desk, I explained to her that my health insurance has changed. She goes through the protocol of telling me to fill out another form. No biggie, right? As soon as I handed her the card to my new insurance carrier, she informs me that this year they decided not to carry that particular health insurance. If I was to tell you that I was smiling, I would be lying, and I call myself a Christian for a reason. As I walked out holding back the tears, I get into my car, and a song called Good, Good Father is playing through my radio. Instantly, the Lord assured me that He always takes care of His babies. Needless to say, tears began flowing down my face, but not because of the health insurance, but the assurance that God gave me right then. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high." He is a good, good father. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
The word glad is mentioned 27 times in the book of Psalms alone, and here are a few verses that include that wonderful word. Listen to the Bible from the book of Psalms. "For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know, fools do not understand. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy."
the music of the group Forever Jones, the song You Are Welcome. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have as our in-studio guests three ladies from the ministry, Wailing Women Worldwide, and grateful for them to take the time to be with us today. And, you know, as I think of the message of that song, You Are Welcome, I recall the father of the group, Forever Jones, he was sharing about that song, and he mentioned that basically that song is kind of an invitation welcoming the Holy Spirit. And, of course, that's a part of one of the great things about a life filled with prayer. Through prayer, we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives and into the challenges, the issues of our lives, too. And so it's a great song to introduce our next segment here. As we start off, I'm going to ask if each of you, again, we have with us in studio Sister Patrice Stone, Sister Wanda Wright, and Sister Billy Rogers as well. If each of you would just pray for God to raise up more prayer warriors, just whatever's on your heart as it relates to that need, would you each lift that matter up in prayer?
Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. What an awesome privilege it is to come to you.
Yes, Father.
Lord, to commune with you day by day, moment by moment. Lord, our spirit communing with your spirit.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
fellowship with you. God, there is nothing any greater. And Lord, that brings us peace. That brings us an inward joy that we don't get from anywhere else.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for caring about us. And even though when we go through battles, and the Bible talks about that we'll go through many tribulations, but Lord, you deliver us from them all. So Lord, in our relationship with you, God, we can walk through anything. You said we would walk through and you would deliver us.
Thank you.
So God, we reach out to those today, Lord, that doesn't realize the importance of prayer. God, prayer is just communing with you, just talking to you, Lord, like we talk to other people. But God, in reverence and respect of who you are and your word, God, agreeing with your word. So Lord, we ask you to touch hearts and lives today. God, those that there's many people that go to church and they do not know the fellowship. They may say a prayer, but God, to know that they can commune with you day by day, Lord.
Yes,
we pray for those, God. They're hungry and they're not sure what they're hungry for, but God, only fellowship with you satisfies, God. So, Lord, we just thank you today for this privilege, Lord, of being able to share a little bit about prayer, God, and how important it is and how that it brings peace and contentment when so many times we look for this in all the other places, God, and it will not come except through communion with you. So, Lord, we give thanks and we give praise to you for who you are, for how precious you are to us, God. Lord, you said you give your beloved sweet peace. You give your beloved sweet sleep. So, God, even when we lay down at night, God, our hearts and our minds can be focused on you. When we wake up the first thing in the morning, God, our hearts are to be focused on you.
Yes,
and God,
Jesus,
that is a privilege.
Thank you,
and so we thank
Jesus
you for that today, God. And Lord, you said if we hunger and we thirst after righteousness,
yes,
that we shall
Jesus
be filled.
Thank you,
thank you for that promise, God. Thank you for every promise that you have given us, God. And through prayer and through faith, God, we can lay hold on your promises. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Most holy and righteous Father, as we come before you today, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of this day, for waking us up and clothing us in our right minds. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would help us as children of God to see the importance of prayer, Lord God, of communicating with you.
Yes, Lord.
You're not too busy, Father God, to hear our cry, your word tells us. You're never too busy. And Lord, as we commune with one another on a day-to-day basis, Lord, you desire the same from your children and from your church, O God. We ask you, Lord God, to move on the hearts, O God, of the leaders of the church, that they would encourage, Lord God, membership to be more prayerful. Lord, that is the way we grow. That is the way, Lord God, that we can impact our world for the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name, O God, to help us, O Lord, more and more each day to press in, O Lord, to you. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai, our all-sufficient one. And the only way that we can experience the blessings, Lord God, and the benefits is by communicating with you. So, Lord God, we call forth intercessors, O Lord. And, Lord, when you wake us up in the wee hours of the morning, O Lord, a lot of times we may think it's for one thing, but Lord, you're really calling us into prayer with you.
Lord, Jesus,
Father, now help us, Lord, arrest your children in the Holy Ghost, that we, O God, would commune with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father God Almighty, we come before you, O Heavenly Father, thanking you, O Lord God, right now for this hour, God. And we thank you, O Lord God,
thank you, Lord,
for seeking your face, Heavenly Father, for the closeness that we have with you as we pray, God. As we continue to pray day in and day out,
we get closer to you, O Heavenly Father,
and to your will, O Father God. Now, Father God, we lift before you, God, intercessors. Father God, that they will come forth and seek you, O Lord God, and that they will pray together. We come, God, asking male and female to come together, husband and wife, to pray together, O Heavenly Father, to seek you, God, for everything that they need, O Heavenly Father, for circumstances, problems, situations that's going on in the world, O Lord God. We have to cry out to you, O Father God, because you are the one that causes things to change. Father God, I thank you for prayer, O Lord God, because someone prayed for me. I am here today, O Lord God. I am connected with you, O Lord God. I have a relationship with you, God, through my prayer, Lord God. So, Father God, I just ask you, O God, to cause your peoples to come, God, before you, O Lord God. Father God, because Jesus died on the cross, and we would have the right that we can come to you individual, united, Father God, and pray unto you, O Heavenly Father, that we do not have to go before a priest, Father God, but we can come, Lord God, one towards another, O Lord God, and speak to you, O Heavenly Father. And by that, O Lord God, our relationship grows more and more with you, O God. And God, that we will seek, God, your word, oh God. Father God, that we will know what to pray for and how to pray, oh Lord God. And Father God, that we will let each one know that we loved you, oh Lord God. That we will come in unity, God. That we will pray, God, unconditional, Lord God. And Father God, that the houses, the church houses, God, that the leaders, God, will let intercessors come in and pray, O Heavenly Father, for their peoples, O Lord God. Father God, that we will enrich each other, O Lord God, in you, O God, that we will pray for our nation and our president. And Father God, the things that we need, O Lord God, that you will intercede for us, O Heavenly Father, that Jesus is sitting on the right hand, God, interceding for us, O Lord God. But God, we must pray through by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, God, that we will pray sincere prayers, O Lord God, for each other, and that we will not be, that we will not be less than what we should be, O Father God.
Thank you, Lord, we will know you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you all so much for taking the time to pray for that particular matter. You know, Sister Patrice, you touched on this. You know, it's interesting how that, like, often many people are, you know, waking in the night and they just have trouble going back to sleep. But often, if not most all the time, it's because God wants you to get up and pray.
That's true.
And spend time with him.
Amen.
And so we shouldn't do something dumb like count sheep. Pray. Spend
that's
time
right.
with Jesus,
that's
you know,
right.
because that's a wise and a fruitful way to use that time. And often after a while, you're going back to sleep.
That's,
you
yes.
will. So, because the Holy Spirit, He's the Spirit of slumber and sleep Amen. Too. So,
Amen.
So praise Amen. God for that. You know, one thing I would like to ask, and we can start and pick up on the other side as well, praying for our young people, our youth. You know, there's so many children that are not in church today. Many of them are not saved. Many children are going through great struggles. It's tragic to learn how high the rate of suicide is amongst young children and teenagers in our society. Mm. So prayer for more to be saved, but also for people to disciple children. You know, often we talk about ministering to youth, but to be honest, there's a lot of ministry that doesn't happen because there's a lot of talk.
That's true.
But not a whole lot of ministry that needs to be going on. Would you each just pray for our youth today? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father God, we come before your Lord God, lifting up our youth, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Jesus. Young peoples, oh Lord
yes,
God,
Jesus.
That don't know you, Father God. And Father God, most of the time they're in homes
you,
that
Lord,
are
Jesus.
Not teaching your word, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
So God, we lift them up right now, oh Heavenly Father, that God, that you, oh Lord God, will cause things to happen in their lives.
Yes.
Someone, whether
yes,
it's at
Jesus.
School, Lord God, a God in the streets, at the mall, God, that someone will touch that young person and tell them something about you, Father God, that will let them
yes,
know,
Jesus.
Oh Lord God, that they need you, oh Heavenly Father, and God, that they need prayer,
thank
oh
you,
Father.
Jesus.
God, we lift them up, oh God, because of situations, circumstances,
Jesus,
and problems in the home, oh
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, that caused them, oh Lord God, to
Jesus.
Not to recognize that you are here, that you are part
Jesus.
Of them, that
yes,
you
Lord.
Cause
Jesus.
Us to have life.
Thank you, Lord.
Father
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, God,
yes,
we just
Jesus.
Ask you to
yes.
just bless our young people
yes,
right
Father.
Now, God.
Yes, Lord,
Father
Jesus,
God, we
Lord.
Lift up every young person
you,
that's
Lord,
in
Jesus,
this community, that's
you,
in the
Jesus,
Mississippi
Lord.
Area, Lord,
thank
Father
you,
God.
Jesus,
we
Lord.
Lift them up right now, God. And we
thank
ask
you,
oh Lord,
Lord,
Father God, that you will bless them, God.
Thank
we
you,
cause
Jesus,
blessings
Lord.
Upon their lives right now,
thank
God.
You, Lord,
we
Jesus,
cause your
Lord.
Anointing, God. We ask your anointing
thank
to
you,
flow
Jesus,
over
Lord.
Them, oh Heavenly
yes.
Father. We cause
thank
change
Lord,
to
Jesus,
happen
Lord.
In their lives right now.
Jesus,
we cause
Lord.
Them
thank
to be
Lord,
obedient,
Jesus.
Oh Lord God.
Yes,
we
Lord,
pray
Jesus.
For them, oh Lord God. That they would be obedient unto their parents,
yes,
unto
Lord,
their
Jesus.
School teachers, unto the principal, unto society,
thank
oh Lord,
you, Lord
God.
Jesus,
because
man.
God, our young peoples are important.
Yes. Lord,
young
Jesus,
peoples,
man.
You are important.
Thank
you
Lord,
are
Jesus,
precious.
Man.
You are a part of life.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, our guests. Our ladies from the Wailing Women Worldwide will be right back.
Listen to Stacy on the Right with Stacy Washington on Urban Family Talk. She's sharp.
I mean, did you hear that?
Pointed.
Remember that you're not only a Christian on Sunday.
And insightful.
Deception and lies have been accepted as the norm from the Democrats.
But most of all, she's on the right.
That scripture from the Bible that says the heart of the fool inclines to the left just kept popping into my mind.
It's Stacy on the Right. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
How would your kids or grandkids feel about a major Christian concert right here in Tupelo? Don't know? We'll tell them about the free Engage Christian Community Concert and find out. It will feature Flame, See Micah, Casey Kidd, and Path of Revelation. Bring the kids to Hope Church in Tupelo, Friday, March 17th. The concert begins at 6 p.m. and doors open at 5:30. No telling what time the line will start to form. Hope Church is located at 2094 McCullough Boulevard in Tupelo.
Dr. Tony Evans says the truth in the Bible can change everything, but not until the words get off the page and into your life. He'll tell us how that happens today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When you're in trouble with the law, you don't just need a law book, you need a lawyer. When you're sick, you don't just need a medical man, you need a doctor. When criminals are coming after you, you don't just need a penal code, you need a policeman. In other words, you need the visible manifestation of what has been recorded in the document. The Bible is the inerrant word of God. It records perfectly everything God wants you to know, but having the Bible doesn't turn what you know and what it says into your experience. A Christian can read what the Bible says and never be changed. Because the Bible only becomes alive when you act in faith based on what it says in pursuit of a relationship with its author. You go and you buy some Alka-Seltzer, they say it's going to fix your upset stomach. But it's not going to do much until you put it in the water. You put it in the water and you see all the power that was in that box. That thing starts fuzzing and bubbling up and it just looks like it'll heal you. Just having a Bible under your arm is like having pills in a box. It's not going to do much for you, but if you give it a little plop, plop, fizz, fizz, you let that thing sink into your soul as you pursue a relationship, you'll begin to discover an eruption taking place inside of you. You can have a sure experience with God. Don't be satisfied with a sermon. Don't be satisfied with coming to church. Be satisfied that I'm pursuing a person.
Discover the benefits of putting first things first, starting with the Lord. Check out Tony's CD series, Restoring God to His Rightful Place, available online at tonyevans.org. And then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Find joy.
music of Covenant Church. The Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guests today are ladies from the wonderful worldwide ministry, Wailing Women Worldwide. And so at this time, we're going to pick up, and two of the other ladies are going to lift up our children and young people in prayer at this time. Okay?
Father, as we come before you once again, we give you praise, we give you glory, we bring our children before you, Lord,
thank
and
you,
our youth,
Jesus.
Dear God. Father, your word says, suffer the little children to come
thank
unto
you,
me
Lord,
and forbid
Jesus.
Them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, children are so important to you, dear God, and help us as parents and grandparents to teach
thank you,
and
Lord,
train
Jesus.
Our children in your ways, O God. Help us to teach them how to fear you, O Lord, godly fear, that
thank
they will
you, Lord,
honor
Jesus.
You. And Lord God, that we would take the time not only to just take them to church, but to teach them, Lord God,
yes,
the principles
Lord,
of
Jesus,
your word.
Lord.
And O God, we pray divine Jesus. Protection upon our children, O
thank
Lord.
You,
and
Jesus.
Help us, Lord, to be careful to what we expose our children to,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
To take, Jesus. Lord God, pay close attention to what they involve in, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, as we lift our young people up before you, your word says,
thank
young
you,
man,
Jesus.
I call you because you're strong, and not just men and gender,
thank
but
you,
men
Lord,
and
Jesus.
Women. Lord, we ask you to move on their hearts. We come, Lord God, on their behalf.
Thank
we
you,
come
Lord,
against
Jesus.
Prayer pressure, Lord, that, Lord God, that thank are you, really, really affecting our youth, oh Lord. They're getting involved in things that are not pleasing to you.
Thank
but
you,
Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you will move on their hearts, that they will desire the things of you. We come against the spirit of fear and the spirit of intimidation, oh Lord,
thank you, Lord
that is plaguing our young people. And Lord God, the spirit of suicide, oh God.
Thank
Father,
you,
we ask you, Lord, we call forth, Lord God, the Davids and the
yes,
Daniel
Jesus.
And the Azariah and the Mishael, Lord God, and Azariah. We know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but,
thank
oh,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We call forth them, oh, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to move on the hearts that our young people, Lord, would be willing to take a stand, oh, Lord, for
thank
holiness
you,
and
Jesus.
Righteousness, oh, God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We ask you to arrest him in the Holy Ghost. Ghost, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
And Lord, help them, oh Lord, to be bold. We call for boldness in them, Father,
yes,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we have young people that are so radical, but Lord, we ask you, Lord, to move on their hearts that they will be radical for the kingdom of heaven,
yes,
oh God,
Lord, Jesus,
in the man. Name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise your name.
Thank
we glorify
you,
your name, God, for what you're doing in them,
thank
oh Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
And help them to realize, Lord, if they
thank
totally
you, Lord,
submit
Jesus.
To you, God, that you will direct their path.
Thank you, Lord,
and
Jesus,
that you would open doors for them beyond their imaginations.
Thank you, Lord,
in no other
Jesus,
name but
man.
Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the
you,
privilege
Jesus.
Of being able to lift up our young people.
Yes.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
I pray
Jesus,
first
man.
Of all for the parents of these young people,
yes.
God, that
thank
they
you,
realize
Lord.
Their responsibility
yes.
and what it is, God, that our children are looking at our lives, God.
Yes.
They're acting out
thank
and they're
you,
saying
Jesus.
A lot of things that we do and say before them. So, God, I just pray, God, for them that they will realize,
thank
God,
you,
that
Jesus,
we need to train up children in the way that they should go.
Thank
and
you,
that's
Lord,
in the ways
Jesus,
of the Lord. So, God, and I just
thank
ask you,
you Lord,
that
Jesus,
you can visit
man.
The children in the ninth
yes.
season in
Jesus,
dreams
Jesus,
and visions
name.
And whatever, God, there is nothing that is too hard for
thank you.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible to you, God. Now I ask you, Lord, to minister through the
thank
young children
you,
that
Jesus
do know
name.
You, God,
yes.
that do go to church, and those, God, that do commune with you and talk to you,
yes.
Lord. Let
oh.
them be a great example,
yes,
a great
Jesus.
Witness, God, to those
strength.
Out there on the school grounds, God,
name,
or wherever
Jesus.
They might be in the parks or playing, God. You're yes. able, God, to cause people to minister to these
yes.
children. children and have a sensitive heart to their needs. And Father, I just want to lift up the sex trade children to you today,
yes.
God.
Yes,
Lord, I just cannot imagine how that we have come this far, God.
Yes,
and Lord, I just lift these children up to you, God, that's being abused and tortured, God,
yes,
for sinful reasons, God. I ask you, Lord, to expose, God.
Yes,
expose every part of it, God. Lord, let there be nothing hid, God, that won't be uncovered, God. And I pray for their protection, God. And I pray for those, the perpetrators, God,
yes,
that you would
Lord,
bring great
Jesus,
conviction,
yes,
God.
Lord,
that you would let them come upon you like Saul, God, like Paul. Lord,
yes,
that you would
Jesus.
Be able to bring them to their senses, God, and help them to call upon you
let
for their needs, God,
you,
and
Jesus.
What's lacking in their life,
in the
God. And we just lift them up to you today, Father, and we give you thanks and
thank
believing
God,
that
Jesus.
You hear and that you answer prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. During our break, we were talking a little bit, and I shared, and I want to share with our listeners. My wife, Birdie, and I, we were at a service not long ago, just a few weeks ago, which the minister called for. He said he heard in his spirit that there were at least five women that were very lonely and longed to be married, Christian women. And he invited them to come to the altar for a time of prayer. He could pray that they would be married. Instead of just five women, probably right about 50 women came forward. And, you know, on the one hand, sometimes we as Christian men and women both maybe chuckle at that. But in reality, that's a very, very serious issue.
Yes.
Very serious kingdom issue, because the fact is many men are not choosing to go down the road of marriage and matrimony.
Yes.
Many people are living immoral lives. Some
yes.
are just some people, men and women, choosing to live together rather than marrying. And then there are those that are just postponing it as if it's not important. But marriage is ordained of God.
Yes.
I want to ask that we'll pray for men. Pray for men to be motivated to honor God in the way they care themselves and in them pursuing the call of God upon their lives. Obviously getting saved first, but then really going after the call of God and fulfilling all the responsibilities of being godly men that honor the Lord. So either one of two of you, if you'd like to lift them up after I pray, please do. Father, thank you, Lord, for the men that are listening today. And Lord, thank you for your hand of grace upon the church. And
yes,
Lord, thank you for the ministry to men in our culture and in our world. Father, raise up more and more ministries and
yes,
outreach
Jesus.
To men that will share the gospel with them so that they'll be saved. And discipleship ministries that will help them grow up and become godly men that will honor you in their words, their actions, their attitude, their goals, and just the desire to fulfill the call of God upon their lives. Raise up more and more men who will do all that you want them to do, including going down the road of marrying and being godly men that will be a blessing to a home, to a wife, and to children as well.
Yes,
Father, help us to, just by your Spirit, turn more and more men's hearts back to their to marriage, to their families, to their children, Lord. Too many men, Lord, are running from responsibility rather than running to responsibility. Help us as the church to do our part to intercede and to minister, to reach out to them so that they will come to know you and live for you as well. We thank you. And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you and we glorify
thank
you,
you
again.
Lord,
and
Jesus name.
Lord, as we pray for our young men and Lord, not even some young men, we even have some seniors that have never been married.
Yes,
we ask you, Lord, to move on the hearts, dear God, especially our believers, our Christian men, oh God.
Thank
we
you,
ask you, Lord,
Jesus
to help
name.
Them to remember their places. It's not the
yes,
women
Lord,
place
Jesus.
To come and pursue them. But, Lord, they're supposed to be the pursuers, oh
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we ask you, Lord, to touch their hearts.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Up their eyes, oh Lord, to the things of you, oh
thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
And, oh Lord, to remember what your word says, Lord. You have called us, Lord God, as human beings to be fruitful and multiply and to replenish the earth.
Thank you, Lord
but, Lord
Jesus.
God, in the context of marriage, oh God, Father, we see the so much sexual immorality that is taking
thank
place,
you,
not only
Jesus
in the world,
name.
But Lord, it's even taking place in the churches.
Right. Yes,
but
Lord,
oh
Jesus.
God, we ask you, oh, Father, to move on the hearts of our men and our women, that women, oh, Lord, would take a stand to live holy and
yes,
righteous
Lord,
before you and wait on you.
Yes,
and,
Lord,
oh, God, we ask you to touch those men's heart, oh, God, that they would go, oh, Lord, and that they would look at these handmaidens, your daughter of Zion,
thank
oh, Lord,
you, Lord,
and
Jesus,
do what you've called them to do, and that is to be the pursuers.
Thank you, Lord,
for all that you've done and what you're doing. In no other name but Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our time is almost gone. So again, our time has just flown by today. Sister Patrice, were there maybe a couple, some things you wanted to share as it relates to your praying agenda that the Wailing Women uses? Would you like to share about that now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Basically, with our groups all over the world and all over the United States, we have our prayer points that we send out every month. And that is what our prayer focus on. And our focus have been actually for the month of this February. Oh, this is the last day of February. We have been praying for repentance. We've been praying for the nation. We've been praying for the church, for America. We've been praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And we've been lifting up intercessors, praying for intercessors, not just Wailing Women, but intercessors all over the world.
Hmm. Okay.
And
is this something that, like, for example, if someone, even if they're not a part of Wailing Women, is this something they could receive if they got in touch with you?
Yes.
Okay. How would they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me. My number is 662-869-7388. And then also, if you go to website, Wailing Women website, that is www.wailingwomenworldwide.usa.org.
Okay.
If you go to that site, you would find all of the head coordinators for each state on that site. And if you're in Alabama, you'll find someone. If you're in Florida, Tennessee, you can find a head coordinator, and our email and our phone number is there.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you all so much for being with us today. It's always a blessing and an honor to have you. And I want to ask every listener, pray for the ministry of Wailing Women, that God would raise up more people to come alongside and be a part of it, and pray for God to raise up more and more intercessory ministers as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.